We've never had a late night show before. We've always been blessed with like 2 p.m.
Yep.
Why don't you pull a little closer to the microphone for us? There you go. So tell us what we can expect. Oh, who's our third? Who are we missing?
This is Amy.
Hey, Amy.
Hi.
Why don't you come up to the microphone too?
Sure.
So this is your first show?
Well, we've been doing this since freshman year.
We're
seniors.
So it's very nice. Eighth show.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, so tell us, what can we expect in this show?
Crisis.
What kind of
existential crisis?
All right, so for us who have no clue what that word even means, what is that?
And I can't pronounce it, so this is great.
So help us, so we can help co-promote you guys.
Let's see, Amy, you're the philosophy major. What is it? Okay, define existentialism.
Don't throw that to me. Crisis management. Every kind of.
So do people call in and they ask you for advice, or you guys just have subject?
We're like Tufts crisis management right here.
See, so meaning they're the three smartest girls at Tufts University.
If you're sad, call us and we can be sad with you.
Oh, excellent. Well, hope you guys have a great show. Thanks for doing a little crossover with us.
Thanks,
Stephanie.
Yeah.
We close the show each and every week with.
Oh, well, like my mother always says, it's nice to be important, but what, Danny? It's more important than be what?
To be nice.
Exactly.
To be nice? To be nice. All right, I hope you feel better, Stephanie.
Thank you. Good night and God bless. Have a good show, girls. Good night, Evian.
Evan, producer Evan Myers, thank you very much. Until next week, we will see you. It is The Lounge.
It starts with one thing. I don't know why. It doesn't even matter how hard you try. Keep that in mind. I'm designed this rhyme to explain in due time. All I know, time is a valuable thing. Watch it fly by as the pendulum swings. Watch it count down to the end of the day. The clock takes life away. It's so unreal. Didn't look out below. Watch the time go right out the window. Trying to hold on to, didn't even know. I wasted it all just to watch you go. Kept everything inside, and even though I tried, it all fell apart. What it meant to be will eventually be a memory of a time I tried so hard and got so far. But in the end, it doesn't even matter. I had to fall to lose it all. But in the end, it doesn't even matter.
One thing, I don't know why, it doesn't even how hard you try, keep that in mind. I designed this rhyme to remind myself how I tried so hard. In spite of the way you were mocking me, acting like I was part of your property, remembering all the times you fought with me, I'm surprised it got so. Things aren't the way they were before. You wouldn't even recognize me anymore. Not that you knew me back then, but it all comes back to me in the end. You kept everything inside, and even though I tried, it all fell apart. To me will eventually be a memory of a time when I tried so hard and got so far. But in the end, it doesn't even matter. I had to fall to lose it all. But in the end, it doesn't even matter. I put my trust in you, pushed as far I can go. For all this, there's only one thing you should know. I've put my trust in you, pushed as far as I can go. For all this, there's only one thing you should know. I tried.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to the Existential Crisis Radio Hour featuring F-E-A-T dot Melissa.
Why did you do that?
I don't know.
Why did you
do it
that way?
It's way too late, like, to be...
It's 10 p.m.
I'm asleep.
I thought we voted for this.
Did we vote?
Yeah, sort of. We kind of ended up with this, but yeah, it's so, okay. It's gonna be fun,
guys. So, I'm off face like FB right now. So, can someone like promote the show? Because I'm usually the one who does it.
I'll think about it.
Gosh darn it.
Okay. Well, yeah, we're all here. This is our.
This is our last semester.
Our last reunion show.
Well, it's our last three-person reunion radio show. It's tragic. And it's called the Existential Crisis Radio Show.
But we have
Infinite Edition.
Infinite Edition. Explain that for us.
I mean, I just... Because it's forever, you know? Even though we will leave, we will forever be here in spirit. Mm-hmm. We will forever...
Our ghosts will be here.
Watching through the existential crisis.
Yes, exactly. Right. Like, in my head, I am always lying on the floor having an existential crisis.
I think we should define existentialism.
I don't think we should do that. I think we can probably skip that.
We've been doing this for 4 years, Melissa, without
our definition. Our wasn't always the Existential Crisis Radio Hour. It was Mad Libs before, remember that?
Oh, that's true.
Remember that?
That's true.
Yeah.
And then it was the final frontier.
And then these kind gentlemen just asked us what existential meant, and I was caught off guard. I was going to say, it's Kafka-esque, and that literally says nothing.
Yeah, that's... That's the most pretentious academic, like, you've been an English major for
She's
too
an English
long.
Major, that explains everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's great. Like, isn't... I'm literally...
It's
gonna
just
Google
meta,
us.
Okay?
Okay, Google... Okay, wait. Existentialism.
Are you literally Googling?
I literally don't know how to explain it. Like, okay, it says, a philosophy theory to...
Oh, dear.
Or approach that emphasizes the existence of the individual person as a free and responsible agent determining their own developmental through acts of will. That actually sounds really nice.
Was that Wikipedia?
That sounds fake.
Yeah, isn't existentialism supposed to be like...
sad and morose.
Someone call in, tell us what existentialism. We should call.
We go beyond definitions.
Yeah, this is well. I'm going to read up on the Wikipedia article, and then we'll talk about it later.
We'll have a working one sentence definition.
Yeah, soon.
Isn't that bold?
It's very bold.
Of existentialism.
Yeah, you're the philosophy major.
Pages worth of definition.
Yes. Well,
yeah, one of my other philosophy friends is taking a class now, and I was like, well, what class are you taking? She's like, oh, I'm taking 3 philosophy classes. I was like, oh, what are they called? And he was like, something, something. Oh, and my seminar is called Nothingness.
Sounds about right.
I'd like to look at the syllabus for that class.
She says it's a questionable course.
Yeah.
It's called Nothingness.
I can see how department. That would be questionable.
Yeah. So Amy's just grimacing.
I am.
It's so good to have everyone back. We haven't actually had a show together since sophomore year.
That's weird.
Isn't it weird? It's been a full year.
That's weird. Don't say that. We should play
That's
music.
That's very weird.
Yeah, think about it, though. Mm. You were here. Because, like, you were here for both semesters.
We were here for the existential crisis hour.
No. That was you guys.
That was us, too.
We did the final frontier.
Yeah. So you've been here for...
What was the show called before?
Mad Libs.
No,
when we were doing it, it was the Mean Green Beans.
The Mean Green Beans.
Oh, and you weren't here. That's right, because you weren't here last semester. Wow, we've all missed a semester.
Mean Green Beans.
Mean Green Beans.
You elevate us from being less mean and more sad.
Our humors have switched. I don't think we're nicer. We're just sadder, and sadder people tend to be more docile, I feel.
Okay.
Really?
This is upsetting me.
So we're going to think about existentialism, and we'll read about all these cool dead white dudes while we play some music. And I'm going to go first, as always, because that's the natural order.
Wow. Okay.
We'll mix it up. We'll mix it up as we go along. Yeah. So I think we're all set. Okay, cool. So, yeah, I put together... It's been so long since I've been on the... I need to make sure these don't curse. Okay, cool. So, let's just go with it and figure out what happens.
You know, if there are any under, like, 12-year-olds, shut your ears.
Yeah, 12-year-olds.
Please
just like,
thank you.
That's, like, a reasonable request, probably.
Yeah, I mean, when I was 12...
Shut your ears.
I was listening to the radio at 12, but I was listening to NPR. I was like really into like marketplace.
If you're a 12-year-old, you're up right now and you're listening to the Existential Crisis Hour, the Infinite Edition. Good for you.
But no, yeah, bad for you. I would be
good
worried.
Good for you. Good for you. You have to be self-aware. Call us, 12-year-olds.
God save us from self-aware 12-year-olds.
You want us to play you some Linkin Park?
No. No. Okay.
All right. Okay, let's actually play some music. And then I'm going to fall asleep right after that. All right.
Oh, also, this is WMFO.
Medford. Oh, that's what, yeah, sorry. That's WMFO in Medford. That's where we are. Medford, Massachusetts, not Medford, Oregon.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, moving on. Let's listen to some good tunes and try to just enjoy life. Enjoy your Thursday night. Yeah. You know, and, you know, let's actually, I'm going to tell a story later. All right. Anticipation.
Je ne suis qu'une femme, je veux le monde comme ma main. Je déteste la plage, mais je reste à vous, avec mes orteils dans le sable. Use the sleeves of my sweater, let's have an adventure. Head in the clouds, but my gravity centered. Touch my neck, and I'll touch yours. Sometimes the silence guides a man, so move to a place so far away.
what they say. I'm murder, sweet murder. It's a hard place, it's a hard place. But I'm a hard stop, give me hard stop. Now I'm okay, never okay. Is anybody else on the outside? Is anybody else on the outside? Is everybody else on the inside? Tripped in time and out, but I guess there's no surprise. I'm a loser without a team. It's a sick game with a sick dream, but I'm an alibi with no reason to lie. Plenty toughen up, right now, right? I'm a hard stop, give me hard stop. Now I'm okay, never okay. Is anybody else on the outside? Is anybody else on the outside? Is everybody else on the inside? Everybody's in. You know what I mean.
by the side like always, wondering what to do with life. I'd already had a sip, so I reasoned I was drunk enough to deal with it. You were on the other side like always, you could never make your mind.
This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat. And apologies if it gets a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
It's like I wrote it down. wait until
Hello, we are back. Wow,
that was louder than I thought it would be.
You know me. I'm always louder than people think I will be.
Wow, okay.
It's the truth, everyone. So, what did we just listen to? I mean, I don't know. Guys, general opinions on what you just listened to?
It was a lot.
It was a lot?
There was a lot happening.
There's a lot happening. A lot of different, you know, like... Sorry, I'm trying to... Someone's trying to listen right now.
It
says listen now.
It does say listen now. You can just go to WMFO.org. I mean, if you're listening, you already know this, so actually...
Right. Apologies.
Never mind.
For the uninitiated, though.
Yeah, honestly, yeah, it's like if you're listening to the... Okay, if you're listening on an FM radio, which, God bless you, then if you ever want to listen online, all you have to do is go to WMFO.org and press listen now.
Big button.
And it says listen now.
Stream directly.
And you can stream directly.
Also,
right?
Hope you enjoyed that PSA.
Yeah, I mean, that's real, okay? My sister does it all the freaking time. She literally will be in the car and she'll be like on her phone and I'm like, get off the phone. Like, what are you doing? And she's like, we're not driving. I'm like, we're in a moving vehicle and you're behind the wheel. Feel like that's driving? She's like, no. Everyone, don't text and drive. Mm. It's bad. Bad things happen. Well, first of all, we did a little bit of research on existentialism.
You did.
I did. And what I learned was, which I already knew. I knew it deep in my soul, really.
Wow.
that although existentialism has to do with, like, freedom, right, and that everyone has like total freedom and like the existence of free will, it usually is associated with a sense of disorientation and confusion in the face of an apparently meaningless or absurd world, which makes sense because we do live in an absurd world and all of us are very confused. We're all very confused little beans.
Mean beans.
Yeah, mean beans. So we don't know what's happening, so that's the definition. And so what did we just listen to? So here, yeah, we went through a lot. Like, it's quite an emotional journey. So first there was the postmodern jukebox version of Sweater Weather, which I like more than the original, 100%. The particular cover artist, I think her first name is Christina, she's great. Like, every single cover she does for Postmodern Jukebox is incredible. I wish she would just like make her own music. I mean, she probably does. I should probably do more research on her, actually. Then Words Are Dead by Agnes Obel.
Naturally.
Yeah, I mean, words are dead. What do words mean anyways?
Okay, please keep going. Just
then Everybody's In by Lena Fayer. I don't really know how to say her name. It's F-A-Y-R-E. Then Kill Versus Mame by Grimes in celebration of the music video that came out a few weeks ago, which was very good. But confusing. I always watch Grimes music videos and I'm like, I don't really know what's the plot, like what's happening. She's like in a subway station and then like Mad Max is happening. But it's beautiful, you know, like everything Grimes does. Then DDFH by Run the Jewels, which Dina asked me what it was and I really couldn't answer, but I enjoy it. Then Voyeur by Baths. Then My Lady in Shining Armor. That's not the name of the song. I'm just describing the artist, Florence and the Machine, with What Kind of Man. She's incredible.
New album's really good.
Yeah. I
mean, it's like sort of new. It's from a few months ago.
Yeah. I mean, that's new. It's within the year. I mean, everything she does is really good. But, yeah, it is really good. I'm just swooning. Whatever. Then Stranger by Active Child. I really liked Active Child's first album when it You Are All I See. That's the name of the first album that came out a few years ago. And then I was really surprised to see that he had a second album called Mercy. It came out last year. I totally missed it. So I'm really happy and I really liked it. And then No Futuro by What are you doing?
He's reading the stickers on my laptop.
And then No Mercy by the Spanish language rock band that I play very often, Aterciopelados. And that's all.
What does that mean?
Oh, it means the velvety ones.
Yeah. The title of the...
No, the title of the song is No Future. And the name of the artist is Velvety Ones.
By the Velvety Ones.
Or like the Velvet Ones. Mm. Yeah. Or like those that are made of velvet. Yeah. So... That's it. Yeah. I'm like done. So...
Whoa.
I guess everything's over.
Well, I mean, it's not. We'll be here for another...
Yeah, like, we'll be here till midnight. Yeah. When our... car turns into back into a pumpkin or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, so Dina's ready to play some music and I'm ready to take a nap on this really grimy couch.
Wow.
I'm just keeping it real for our listeners. Yeah.
Okay.
Which there are okay, it's refreshing. There are blank just says okay, well whatever, we'll figure it out later. Dina, why don't you take us away?
All right.
Ready?
It's going to be awesome, my friends.
Cool.
Looking at the bus stop now. Something you must bear.